Welcome to RSN 927's Breakfast Bite.
Good morning, everyone. Andrew Mays with you for the Breakfast Bite on this Friday morning, the 15th of February 2019, as we head into another big sporting weekend. Lots happening before the start of the weekend, though. Nice viewing on a Thursday night, seeing the Big Bash last night where the Melbourne Stars advanced to the grand final with a magnificent win down in Hobart.
And Seb Gotch does it in style, hits a six. The Melbourne Stars are into their second Big Bash final.
Oh, and that's what it means. Glenn Maxwell embraces Seb Gotch, the Stars bench. They rise as one, hug celebrations.
It was fairly comfortable in the end. We'll have all the fallout for you throughout the Breakfast Bite. To the AFL world now, where Dan Hannebery was announced as a leader at the Saints in 2019.
There's obviously players had a fair bit of input and the coaches and, I was a bit surprised, to be honest. Initially, I thought I just wanted to come here and, try and do my best to, train hard and set a good example in that regard. But, it was certainly something I'm pretty humbled by and excited and looking forward to, leading the group this year.
And on their way, hopefully, to the top of the table, Melbourne United stumbled last night with a narrow loss to the bottom place, Cairns Taipans at home.
Still tight. Brilliant vision from Trimble, and Lowe was onto it.
Some fascinating comments coming from Chris Golding and coach Dean Vickerman after that loss. We'll play you that this morning on a very busy edition of The Breakfast Bite.
You're listening to RSN 927's Breakfast Bite.
Stick around after six as well. Coming up, Huff, Whitey and Rammer will be back for your Friday morning. Lots to come on The Breakfast Club, including, as we always have, Dean Lester and Nick Quinn joining us for the Friday form from 7 o'clock, running their eye over all the action at Flemington tomorrow. Duncan McKenzie McCarg will join us very early from the US to update us on the last week in US sport. We'll have the early mail before 7. Scotty Cullen's in for good fun last hour of the show, David Armitage from St Kilda, and Brad Hodge, who's played for both the Stars and the Renegades in the Big Bash final, might end up being those two teams. He'll talk to us to preview tonight's semi-final between the Renegades and the Sydney Sixers at Marvel Stadium, and then have a look at what might happen on Sunday in the final. And that's where we'll start the Big Bash, because that's where the Stars are heading. A wonderful win last night away from home down in Tasmania to topple the Hurricanes, who are the best team throughout the home and away fixtures. But this is cutthroat action in the semi-final, and the Stars getting the job done. 7 for 153, the Hurricanes made from their 20 overs. In reply, the Stars 4 for 157, so winning by 6 wickets with 7 balls remaining. We'll start with their captain, Glenn Maxwell, on what it means to the franchise.
Yeah, amazing. And I think as previous years, like, it doesn't matter where you finish in that top four. If you can just play a really good game in the semi-final, you can get yourself there, and then anything can happen in the final. Yeah, but I suppose the way he got the wickets as well. He took pace off to get the Caleb Jewell wicket. It was just a little bit of a cutter. And I thought he was just really smart the way he stayed ahead of the game. And he came up with his plans along with the bowling coaches and was able to get the best out of that wicket. It was probably a little bit slow through the start of their innings during the daytime. And we were able to make the most of that with bowling a lot of spin and a lot of cutters. Oh, I felt like we were in control, but they're allowed to bat well. I thought those two batted exceptionally well. They showed their experience. They've been in good form this tournament, and they've been the two standout middle order batters for the Hurricanes. And we knew that they were both big wickets, and I think the timing of when we got them out was really key. They got a couple of boundaries each, and then we were able to get them straight after that. So they didn't get on too much of a run, and we were able to stop the bleeding.
You heard Glenn Maxwell speaking there about Dan Worrell, who took 4 for 23 with the ball. He was outstanding, especially in the first over. We'll claim him as our own because he had him on the Breakfast Club a couple of days ago. Dan Worrell here speaking about his man of the match performance, courtesy of Fox Sports.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a pretty good night all in all. We've really come to the back end of the tournament playing some good cricket, and we can't wait for another final. Yeah, that's always the plan, but it rarely goes to plan. So when it does, you've got to make the most of it. I don't really have much of a track record in the last couple of months, but I'm feeling fresh, feeling good, and I'm with a bunch of legends at the Stars, so it's pretty good times. Yeah, I don't know what the official term is, but family, you can call it that, but it's a very fun dressing room, and there's never a dull moment, that's for sure.
So looking ahead now to the other semi-final tonight at Marvel Stadium, where the Renegades will host the Sydney Sixers. A couple of the competitors speaking yesterday. First of all, captain of the Melbourne Renegades, Aaron Finch, who wants to go all the way this season.
We've got a great supporter base here and some guys that and girls that have put in a lot of time and effort into the franchise. And yeah, it'd mean a lot to a lot of people, but we're here to win it. We're not just here to try and compete and make the final. We're here to win the final. So first step is tomorrow night against the Sixers, obviously.
To the other side of the coin now, Steve O'Keefe. On his success this year, he's taken 19 wickets with an economy rate of just over 6.
Probably in years gone past, I've probably had my eyes on other things. I think last year, I did my ankle in Perth, so I only got to play the 3 games. But, you know, I was probably worried a bit more about 4-day cricket and test cricket, because to me that was sort of the pinnacle. And I think this year had a much more focus on knowing that, you know, the twilight years of my career, that this is what I am going to play, you know, that sort of dream of playing for Australia might necessarily be over. So I've put all my energies and focus into playing it, and I think as soon as you block out that other white noise and just focus on that game that's coming up in front of you, you know, in this case, it's tended to have better results.
There we go. Steve O'Keefe speaking ahead of the semi-final tonight, the Big Bash final to take place on Sunday. The winner of tonight's match will actually host that. So we might get a final where 100,000 people want to go, but only 50,000 can fit into Marvel Stadium. Now to the NBL world with more live sport from overnight. Melbourne United stumbling surprisingly to the bottom place Taipans, 87-85. This was at Melbourne Arena as well. Have a listen to Chris Golding. He wasn't very happy with the result.
Yeah, I think disappointing is the word. We have been presented with some amazing opportunities as a group, and we've failed to take them at you know, the first time they've been handed to us. You know, we had a chance in Sydney to have a really good weekend. We stumble, and then it's like, oh crap, all right, let's be really good in Adelaide. You know, we have a chance here to get towards top spot, and you know, historically top spot is a big prize, and we stumble again. I just hope we can respond like we have previously, but at some stage you got to take opportunities when they present themselves. They don't hang around in this league for long.
Chris Golding speaking there. We'll hear from Dean Vickerman, coach of Melbourne United, a little later on in the breakfast bite. But now to Mike Kelly, the opposing coach, on the upset win.
It's fantastic. Payoff for the way these guys have continued to work and come together despite some results that haven't gone our way through the season. And, you know, we've been banging our heads against the wall for quite a while against a lot of these great teams, and it's great to go back-to-back and get 2 wins in a row, and just a testament to these guys continuing to fight.
Mike Kelly speaking there after the upset win, the Taipans over Melbourne United, 87-85. Hopefully United can make amends on their run in towards the finals. They play the Perth Wildcats on Sunday. That's also here at Melbourne Arena. One other game last night was the New Zealand Breakers up against the Illawarra Hawks, and this was an absolute spanking. 130-96, the Breakers absolutely dominating things. So we'll keep an eye on the NBL over the weekend. It is the final round before we hit the NBL playoffs for 2018-19. Now to the AFL world yesterday. In case you missed it, Jaron Geary was named as St Kilda captain again. A bit of a new look leadership group. One of the new inclusions and new recruits, Dan Hannabry, spoke about his leadership and also how that hammy's going.
No, I think the whole group, not just the 5 guys that have been elected in the leadership group, have really driven the standards the whole pre-season. There's been a lot of young guys that have been quite vocal out there, and guys that are really strong leaders in their own right. They're probably a stiff not to be in there as well. So I think there's a good group of guys that we're comfortable with that are going to help lead the team this year.
How's your hamstring awareness going, Dan?
Yeah, it's not too bad. Sort of a bit of awareness there through Christmas time, and done a pretty solid block of running now, and I think it's just sort of keep trying to build the K's up, and rather than rushing it, with this time of the year and being a long year in the past, different stage, I've probably rushed things, and the club has sort of taken the approach of just being really, I guess, cautious and making sure I get a certain amount of conditioning and leg weights and all that sort of stuff in. So I think it's the right call to do, especially round one still 5-6 weeks away.
Dan Hannabury speaking there. Hamstring awareness, the new buzz term in the AFL. Are you aware of your hamstrings, Dan? Yes, that is good news for St Kilda fans. He should be right to go for round one. One man who will be struggling for round one is Charlie Dixon. He's in a fight to be fit for round one. He spoke about that on Fox Sports yesterday after that injury for Port Adelaide late last year.
It was a sort of fairly significant injury, probably a little bit worse than I actually thought. So it's a slow process. I'm getting back into running and a fair bit of stuff like that now. And I've dropped about five to six kilos. So to try and pull the weight off that and get myself back. Still hoping for round one. Not sure sort of where we'll get, but I'm just sort of taking it sort of day by day, week by week, just to see how it sort of progresses. But it's a long season and hopefully be right. I saw a specialist in Sydney last week, and he said I can just sort of get stuck into it, so which is really good, and hasn't ruled out round one or anything like that. So, I mean, fingers crossed, I can be right. But like I said, it was a big injury.
Charlie Dixon speaking there from Port Adelaide. That ankle injury, fingers crossed, he can be okay, but it looks like he'll be sort of doubtful for that opening month of AFL footy. Bryce Gibbs now talking about the Crows pre-season. Fair to say, there's been a little less talk about it than their pre-season in last year's campaign.
Yeah, certainly a bit of a different feel around the place. A really good feel. The bubble's there. Everyone's up and about. We've got less injuries than this time last year, so we're in a good place. Yeah, I think you're right. We sort of couldn't get anything to go our way at times, we felt, but that's unfortunately the way it plays out sometimes, and we've learned a few lessons, and it's all forgotten about now, and we're looking forward to 2019. I don't think we need to go out and prove anything, but as I said, a lot of things didn't go our way last year, and we're just looking forward to hopefully staying healthy and having enough numbers out on the park each week to, you know, make us competitive, and we think we can do that, and we're just going to go out and play, and we know that our best is going to be as good as there is in the comp.
Bryce Gibbs speaking yesterday for the Crows there. Plenty to get through on the breakfast bite. On the other side of this, at 13-6, we're going to chat some test cricket with Josh Hazlewood, talking about his injury. Marcus Harris on his prospects for the Ashes. We'll have all the A-League build-up, Champions League results from yesterday, rugby, NRL, and a bit of golf from overnight as well.
RSN 927's Breakfast Bite.
Welcome back to the show at 11-6 on your Friday morning. Andrew Mays with you for the last 10 minutes or so. And then after the 6 o'clock news, Half Whitey and Rammer to return with the Breakfast Club for your Friday morning. Don't forget Dean Lester and Nick Quinn from 7 o'clock this morning to preview all the action at Flemington tomorrow. And Brad Hodge, also Big Bash expert with Channel 7. He'll be with the guys after 8 o'clock this morning. Let's head to the Test cricket world now, where there was a couple of comments made yesterday. First of all, Josh Hazlewood here speaking about that back injury and when he's going to be back amongst the Australian bowlers.
I'll actually find out quite a bit tomorrow. I think I'm getting another scan tomorrow back in Sydney, so we'll take it from, we'll have a look at that and go through it and probably go from there. But I think working back from the World Cup mostly, that'll give me plenty of time to get right for the World Cup and the Ashes, and there's quite a long build-up through Brisbane, a couple of trial games, and then obviously we get to England and there's even more trial games. So still quite a bit of cricket I can get to hopefully before the World Cup actually starts. It's already been 6 weeks, so as I said, we'll find out a lot tomorrow, but everything's feeling really good. I'll probably start walking through bowling, you know, in the next couple of weeks if all goes well.
And from a bowler to a batsman, Marcus Harris yesterday speaking at the same event on Fox Sports about his place in the side for the Ashes.
Yeah, I probably didn't quite cement my spot down like I would have liked to. Yeah, obviously with Davey coming back, he obviously comes straight back in the side just with how good he is and the experience that he has and what he brings to the side. So I thought he would probably come straight back in. And then, and Burns, he batted really well last game, so that's what I was talking about, maybe letting an opportunity slip a little bit. But there's still plenty of cricket before the first test. I think it's not till August, so there's four or five Shield games here, then I think there's nearly eight or nine Australia A games hopefully be a part of. So I think I'll have plenty of opportunity to try and put my name up there.
Marcus Harris speaking yesterday. Now to the golfing world, where the Super Sixes are happening, or the Super Six is happening over in Perth at the moment. Miguel Tabuena, 7-under the card to open proceedings. A good start for him. And he did admit yesterday that going sub-60 was playing on his head in the back of his mind.
On the back of my mind, I was like, can I shoot a sub-60 or even a 59 or 58? Which kind of cost me in the end. You know, I kind of got ahead of myself and shot 7-under instead. But it's still a decent round after the first day, and I'm pretty happy with my position.
You mentioned there shooting a 59 or a 58, and obviously last week James Nitti's tied the world record for most consecutive birdies with 9. Was that ever in your mind?
It was, but when I parred 8, I was like, it's fine. But like I said, I'm pretty happy with how I'm playing. I'm trying a new technique on my putting, which is kind of working. Gotta hit a few putts later, and I'm ready for the next 2 days.
So a couple of the Aussies in the field as well. This is a European Tour co-sanctioned event. Marcus Fraser, 2-under the card. He's in a tie for 16th, along with Minwoo Lee and Jason Scrivener. So a couple of the Aussies there. Scott Henn, 2-over in a tie for 113th, as is our man Lucas Herbert. Got off to a bit of a shaky start yesterday, 2-over after his opening round. Hopefully he can close in towards the leaders before the format changes through the weekend. Now we'll stick with golf, with Tiger Woods and the Genesis Open, which unfortunately has been suspended due to rain at the moment. We were hoping for a bit of early morning action. That hasn't happened yet. We'll wait until about 10 past 7 this morning for a couple of the key players to tee off, and the rest of the tournament getting underway in about 45 minutes from now. But have a listen to Tiger speaking about the Genesis Open, which he's never won.
It is certainly a love-hate relationship. I love playing this golf course. I've always have. I enjoyed playing up here when I was young with my dad. For some reason, I just have only played well here one time in the tournament. And so I'm in a very different position now, having played an entire season. And I know what my body can and cannot do. I made the decision yesterday to add Mexico to my schedule. And obviously, the floor swing gets very complicated. I'm trying to keep the traveling down to a minimum and just focused on in our tour.
Tiger Woods there speaking yesterday. Play to commence, as I mentioned, in about 45 minutes' time over there in the US. Now to the rugby world, where Super Rugby starts tonight. Melbourne Rebels will be in action up in Canberra. Good luck to the Rebels for season 2019. And their new captain, Dane Haylett-Petty, spoke about how they are preparing for the Brumbies.
Pretty excited. Obviously a bit nervous. Round one is always the same. Boys have been working hard for a long time now, getting ready for this. So we're looking forward to the game against Brumbies in Canberra. I think we're as ready as we'll ever be. While you want everything to be perfect round one, because you've been working on all the things you've been for months now, it's never perfect. It's always a grind. And so I think we just got to expect that. And the Brumbies are always good in Canberra. The way they play is a grind. So it's definitely going to be tough for us to go up there and win. But we're ready. I think for us, it's all just about focusing on getting better each and every week. That's probably been a big drive throughout the preseason, just getting the boys to focus on the team getting better and themselves getting better each and every day. And we've got to take that same philosophy into the season. We know it's not going to be perfect round one, maybe not round two, round three. And we've just got to be confident in what we're doing and focus on growing as the season goes on.
To the A-League now. Early start tonight in the A-League 2 with the Wellington Phoenix hosting a Friday night fixture, which is a rare thing. They're going to host the Melbourne Victory at 5:30. A bit inconsistent, the Melbourne Victory, over the last couple of weeks. Disappointing loss last week to ladder leaders Perth Glory, although they did enjoy a good second half. And Lee Broxham is hoping that they can take that momentum into the Phoenix game tonight, a game that they've struggled with over the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's it was difficult to take at the time, but we moved on, and this has been a quick turnaround Sunday to Friday, so it gives an opportunity to mend a few things and get a result. Yeah, they're good. They've got some pace up front, and they're good in transition. So And they'll, you know, they'll create chances out of, you know, half chances or and things like that. So just got to be wary of that. And you know, because we've gone down a few times to them. So yeah, if you can be wary of that and stamp that out, it's a good platform to you know, go on and win the game, because we've chased games in the past and done well.
Lee Broxham speaking yesterday with the Wellington Phoenix to host the Melbourne Victory tonight to kick off another round of the A-League. Just a couple of Champions League results from yesterday. Tottenham Hotspur way too good for Borussia Dortmund. 3-0 at Wembley, including this pearl at away proceedings.
Here's Vertonghen. Head towards Son! Second half is just 70 seconds old. Son Heung-min continues his scoring spree.
In the other match yesterday, 2-1 for Real Madrid over Ajax away from home, so that puts them in the pole position to advance. Champions League action returns next Wednesday when Lyon take on Barcelona and Liverpool face Bayern Munich. That should be an absolute cracker. Now to the NRL world quickly, where Cody Walker spoke ahead of the match tonight at Amy Park with the Indigenous All-Stars taking on the Maori All-Stars. This should be a cracker itself.
You dream of these sort of things as a kid. Growing up in a small community in Casino, if you would have asked me 5 or 6 years ago if I'd be, you know, an Indigenous captain playing in an All-Stars team, I would have probably laughed at you and told you to go away.
And just a score from the Women's Australian Open as well. Carrie Webb, the best of the Australians at the Grange there in South Australia. 5 under the card in her opening round. She's in a tie for third. 2 shots behind Ewart Shadoff from England. And Sue is in also tied for first as well. So Carrie Webb, the best of the Aussies. Hannah Green in tie for sixth. And then there's a number, including Catherine Kirk, in a tie for 28th at 1 under or worse. So fingers crossed a few of the Aussies can make a few inroads in the second round there of the Women's Australian Open. Let's finish with the Big Bash last night. In case you missed it, the Stars advancing to the grand final, their second grand final appearance. It's good news for the franchise. Peter Hanscom, who has been captain at certain times, spoke about the win last night.
You know, we're really, really enjoying each other's company this year. You know, we've said it before, we're a Stars family and we're just having so much fun. But that's T20 cricket, that's the way it has been. And, you know, we've been hitting form at the right time at the back end of the season. But credit to them, they've had an amazing season and unfortunately, you know, it wasn't their day today. Nah, no nervous moments. We had it in control the whole way. We knew Maxi, Gotchi's always going to do his job. And then we still have Bravo and Gobbles in the shed, so I was pretty confident the boys are going to get done.
So the Stars winning last night by 6 wickets with 7 balls remaining. The other semi-final to take place tonight with the Renegades hosting the Sixers at Marvel Stadium. That's it for The Breakfast Bite on this Friday morning. Half Whitey and Rammer up after the 6 o'clock news.